Surah Ar-Ra'd, verses 27 to 31. Salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursalin sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, we are returning to the tafsir and recital of the Quran. We are in the 13th juz, Surah Ar-Ra'd, on page 352, beginning the fourth ruku. And we are looking at ayah number 27 to ayah 31. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This ruku is about dispelling doubts about nubuwah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa yaqulu alladhina kafaru lawla unzila alayhi ayatun min rabbih. And those who disbelieve in the truth repeatedly ask for the sake of objecting and stirring doubts about your prophethood. What do they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Lawla unzila alayhi ayatum min rabbih. Why has no sign from the signs which we have requested been sent to him by his Lord? So signs and miracles are shown, but they were persisting to see other signs. So they said, why has no sign come to him from those which we are demanding? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Tell them, the fact that you seek such futile signs establishes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It establishes that Allah keeps those whom he wishes in deviation. Why are we saying this? Ample signs had been shown to them, of which the glorious Quran was the greatest sign. Despite that, they persistently demanded more signs. This establishes that deviation is their fate. And as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps people in deviation, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابِ. And just as the Qur'an remains an inadequate sign for these obstinate believers, so too does Allah guide to himself those who turn to him with true inclination. So those who turn with inclination, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides them. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saves them from falling into misguidance. Ayah number 28. Who are these people who turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with inclination? Alladhina amanu وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And those whom he guides are those who believe and whose hearts find comfort in the remembrance of Allah. And particularly in the Qur'an, which in itself is referred to as الذِّكْر. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا الذِّكْر. We have revealed the Qur'an, the ذِكْر. They consider the miraculous Qur'an an adequate sign of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking no other sign beyond it. And on account of their belief in the Qur'an, their attachment and passion about worshipping Allah and being in His remembrance exceeds the attachment and passion which the disbelievers have to the fleeting and deceptive joys of this world. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. And be certain that the remembrance of Allah is such that it has this special effect of giving peace and comfort to the heart. And the greater the remembrance of Allah, the greater the peace and comfort experienced by the heart. Ayah number 29. كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا. Nevertheless, the believers derive iman through the teachings of the Qur'an, and its miraculous nature suffices them as a sign. They're not asking for more signs. And by worshipping Allah and carrying out the acts of obedience prescribed for them, their inclination and attachment to Allah is constantly enhanced. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ. So those who believe and do righteous deeds, for them is a good existence, طُوبَى لَهُمْ, a good existence for them in this world, وَحُسْنُ مَآبْ, and a blissful end in the afterlife. Ayah number 30, to those who doubt the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should know that prophethood was no new concept. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ, and so have we sent you, أَرْسَلْنَاكَ fi ummatin, and so have we sent you as a prophet to such a nation. Qad khalat min qabliha umam, before whom many other nations passed. And we have appointed you as a prophet to them, litatluwa alayhim alladhi awhayna ilayk, so that you may recite to them the book which we have revealed to you. And by your mere recital of it, they ought to have appreciated that it is a miraculous speech, and they ought to have believed in it. But وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَانِ, yet they are such that they display ingratitude to the Most Compassionate One and reject it. قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي, tell them, your opposition to the Qur'an is irrelevant to me, and I am not overwhelmed by your defiance, because هُوَ رَبِّي, he is my guardian Lord. لا إله إلا هو, there is none worthy of being worshipped except him. He is the only deity. عليه توكلت, in him do I put my trust. وإليه متاب, and to him shall I return, whereafter he will recompense me. So your opposition to the Quran and defiance of my prophethood will only be to your detriment. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to some of the miracles they were asking for. But miracles do not make people believe. Musa alayhi salam showed Fir'aun 9 great signs, he did not believe. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, this ayah is divided into 3 parts. وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. And O believers, the disbelievers' opposition and defiance is such that instead of reflecting and concluding that the Qur'an is an adequate sign, even if the current Qur'an was such, or some future Qur'an was of this nature, that سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ, mountains could be set in motion by it, أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ, or the earth could be traversed rapidly by it, أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى, or the dead could be revived and spoken to by it. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed such a Quran which could do these things, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, they would still not believe in it. And these three are examples of the miracles which the disbelievers insisted that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam display to them. So even if these miracles were displayed by the Quran, it would not move them to believe, because miracles alone are not effective to make people believe. بَلْ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ جَمِيعًا. Instead, they will not believe, because all things are subject to Allah's will, and He grants tawfiq to whomsoever He wills. He grants tawfiq to those who have an inclination to accept the truth. As for those who are opposed to it, He keeps them in their deprivation. And because some believers felt that the requested miracle should be displayed, perhaps it could lead those obstinate ones to iman, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, And after coming to know that these obstinate disbelievers would never believe, even if the miracles were shown to them, and after knowing that everything is in the control and will of Allah, أَفَلَمْ يَيْأَسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَلَّوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَهَدَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Are the people of Iman not rest assured about the fact that had Allah willed it, He could have guided all mankind simply by His will and ability? But He has not willed that Iman be imposed on all humanity for known reasons. Now that it is established that these disbelievers are obstinate and defiant, and this is why they are left in their misguidance, why are the people of Iman so obsessed with their guidance? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, thereafter, وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So they are obstinate and they are rejecting, so why are they not being punished? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responds to that and says, وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تُصِيبُهُمْ بِمَا صَنَعُوا قَارِعًا. And these disbelievers of Makkah are constantly being subjected to some calamity or other. Either they were being killed in battle, or they were being captured, or they suffered defeat at the hands of the believers from time to time. And when they were not being struck directly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَوْ تَحُلُّ قَرِيبًا مِّن دَارِهِمْ. Calamity descends near their homes upon neighboring tribes, and they live in constant dread of suffering the same fate. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ وَعْدُ اللَّهِ, until Allah's promise will be fulfilled, and that is the promised punishment of the hereafter, which commences the very moment they encounter death. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Indeed, Allah will never fail to keep His promise. The punishment is an absolute certainty, even though it is often withheld in this world. just with the tilawat of this ruku. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك وهم يكفرون بالرحمن قل هو ربي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وإليه متاب ولو أن قرآنا سيرت به الجبال أو قطعت به الأرض أو كلم به الموتى بل لله الأمر جميعا أَفَلَمْ يَيْأَسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَهَدَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا ولا يزال الذين كفروا تصيبهم بما صنعوا قارعة أو تحل قريبا من دارهم حتى يأتي وعد الله إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا